A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, October 7th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mshlanga Nyahuye.
On Live Talk this evening, we are talking about the plight of people with various ailments in Zimbabwe as government prepares to take striking doctors to the labor court.
And to join this discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And don't forget that we are also live streaming right now on all our Facebook platforms. So please join us on VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Derele, so you can live stream with us.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the crippling strike by some doctors in state hospitals.
The government is taking doctors to court over their 35-day strike over low salaries and poor conditions of service. Some junior, middle, senior, and specialist doctors working in state hospitals say they want salaries pegged at intermarket bank rates. The doctors rejected a 66% cost of living adjustment last week.
This has prompted the Health Service Board to ask the Minister of Public Service to take the doctors to court, claiming that they are engaged in an illegal industrial action.
While the government and doctors are clashing over salaries and conditions of service, thousands of people seeking treatment in state hospitals have been left in the cold. They claim that they are no longer accessing medical help in government hospitals.
Join us right now so that we can talk about this issue. Please note that we are live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele Facebook pages. And note that we are also on the web on VOA Zimbabwe, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. Zulukanda balingalithola njani lapha likhona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba ezijeneyo. Namhlanje ke kunenge esiqhuba ngakho lamhla ke okhangelane lokwenzakala eZimbabwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi odokotela bakhalela umsebenzi. Sebele insuku sibili kumbe ngithi inyanga ele 5 days. So ke nxa sikhangele khonoko kwenye ngazani sokuzondise uhulumende weZimbabwe. Uhulumende uthi uzamile ukuthi anike odokotela lokuthiwa i-cost of living adjustment 66%. So kodwa odokotela bathi lokhu ngazani uhambelani labo. So ke okwamanje uhulumende selungiselela ukuthi kusasa uyahambisa odokotela e-labor court. Kambe e-labor court khona ngale kuyahamba njani? Sifuna ukuzwa ngani sibili ukuthi likubona njani konke lokhu. We spoke to Dr. Skosana, that is Dr. Paulina Skosana, the chairperson of the Zimbabwe Health Service Board. Let's hear what he said about the striking doctors.
Negotiations for the time being have been concluded. We have a collective bargaining agreement with the health workers, during which negotiations the doctors decided that they would then procedurally walk out of the negotiations before they were concluded. So the issue now, the way forward, is that there's an agreement. All health workers are expected to be back at work. The problem that we've been having is specialists and senior doctors at Parenyata Hospital. In terms of the middle management, and the middle doctors and the junior doctors, interns who are just from the university, they continue, they have continued not to come to work. In terms of the labor law that governs employees, health worker employees, if they are not at work for more than 5 days, we have to take the legal action in terms of the Labor Act. And the Minister of Labor, Public Service, Labor and Social Welfare has already issued a show cause order, and there will be a hearing on Tuesday which will determine whether the job action is legal or illegal.
That is Dr. Paulina Skosana, the chairperson of the Health Service Board, is talking about what the government is going to do. So kanyakazani ke sefuna ukuhanjiswa abantu emthethwandaba odokotela abakhalela umsebenzi. We are lucky that we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Davis Ndumiso Spanda. He's a leper expert based in Bulawayo. Mr. Spanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Yeah, so tell us a bit about this issue. It seems as if the government is taking the doctors to court. Why should it take this route?
But I think the first thing that we should understand is that the issue of taking people on to court in the circumstances where we are sitting now is much more complex than actually meets the eye. The first thing is that we, since July, we have seen salaries that are highly variegated and incomes that can no longer go around. I'll give you a quick example in the limited time given.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you have the lowest worker in one industry earning $6,000, a sweeper. You have a sweeper in another industry earning $400. You have an MD in another industry earning $4,500. I'm talking of RRTGS dollars, yes?
Mm-hmm.
You have an MD in another industry earning 150,000 pound. You have an HR manager, a human resources manager in one industry earning 900 pound. Mm-hmm. You have an HR manager in another industry earning 40,000 pound.
Mm-hmm.
This is how variegated things are. We can go on and on. So, first of all, you need to recognize that doctors are working in a compensation regime that is not stable, that is highly unstable. That's the first thing. And secondly, the alleged collective job action is taking place in an environment where the labor laws are drafted by the occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I saying the labor laws are drafted by the occasion? We need to be very clear at the doctors on collective job action, or they have lost the capacity to go to work.
Mm-hmm. So what is the difference there, if I may just come in?
Right. Where doctors have lost the capacity to go to work because of incomes that are not able to carry them along.
Mm-hmm.
In our jurisdiction, no case has gone to court and been tested by the courts. But if you look at other countries where people have not been paid up to 3 months, or the incomes cannot go round, the court has actually walked on the side of the workers and said, yes, give the workers a living wage and then they will go back to work. So going to court with a show cause order, that is within government, is right. But it will all depend how the matter plays when it goes before the judge. If the doctor's lawyers actually say, yes, they were in collective job action, the likely position is that the collective job action will be deemed illegal and the employer will be within his rights to discipline the doctors. But if the doctors take the line of incapacity to actually go to work, to say they've lost capacity to go to work, these are our food bills, this is the bill for water, lights and everything else and transport, therefore we are unable to go to work with what you are giving us, the play field will be totally different. It will be the first in our courts actually to go that direction. And the likelihood is that the court might take a totally different view. The disposal order might not even be issued. So it really depends. But in the event that the doctor's lawyer say, yes, they are on collective job action,
mm-hmm.
the likelihood is that the collective job action will be declared illegal and the employer will be in his rights to discipline the doctors. But your biggest problem, why I'm saying the Labor Leg Act is drafted by the occasion, is after dismissing the doctors, what next? Because you're talking of a specialist scheme,
mm-hmm.
where you can't replace the people. The next thing is you'll be rehiring the same doctors, bringing them to work, because they are now desperate, they will come in. But because the issue of salaries will remain a problem, the same problem will roll back again, and we are actually back to square one. And when they meet, the attitudes will have hardened. My honest view is that the parties should have actually gone on negotiating. The fact that the doctors walked out of a collective negotiation it clearly showed that there was something wrong. When employees walk out of a negotiation, they are simply saying there is something wrong which needs attention. They are not saying they no longer need a job. And even if you go ahead and continue and secure an agreement with remaining employees, mm-hmm. you should also consider that those who have walked out have got a muscle. You can't extend that agreement to them. Even if you extend it to them, they still are a voice you cannot actually ignore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nxa sesibona ke sorry Baba Spanda. Siyabona ukuthi khona ukuthi babahambise kula ngale nkantolo. Babahambisa phela ukuthi beze ukuthi kambe khona abakwenzayo kuyavunyelwa kumbe hathi. Wena ngombono wakho ngamafutshane sibili ubonani kuyaphumani kona.
Right. Izindaba ezemthethwandaba lezi ziya ngokuthi ifike emthethwandaba yabanjwa njani. Amadokotela ngafika athi baku-strike, i-strike siyabe singekho emthethweni. Ngoba umthetho welizwe ule procedure yokulandela i-strike nxa ukuthi abantu beza kuya ku-strike. So kungekho emthethweni kungenzakala ukuthi amadokotela afake icala bathonisiswe banike isigqoko esithize. Kodwa bangafika emthethwandaba bafike bathi bona hayi thina ukubuyela emsebenzini kasahle. Kodwa lapha yindlala siyehluleka imali esinika yona nansi. Ijaji imali abasinika yona yileyi laleyi laleyi isike iphelelela. Bangasinika ufike lapha siyabuyela emsebenzini. Ujaji angabona i-argument yabe reasonable. Ujaji angarula differently. So kuya ngokuthi bafike kujaji bafika bathini lokuthi ujaji yena ulalele wasuthiseka yini abakukhulumayo. So kuya ngokuthi amagqwetha abameleyo ayibambe ngayiphi indlela indaba leyi nokuthi emthethwandaba kumbe enkantolo ezalalela indaba leyi. Uza ujaji uzathini.
Kodwa
bafika bavuma ukuthi baku-collective job action, hayi lapho ngabala ndawo lapho bangama khona umthetho uzabathatha.
Kodwa bangabaxotsha yini umsebenzi wena ngokubona kwakho?
Right, ngokubona kwami bangabaxotsha umsebenzi bese bebaqhatsha kutsha, babanike ama-conditions achiyeneyo ahamba evala izikhala lezi ebezikhona ezenze baya ku-collective job action.
Mm-hmm.
Kodwa bengikutsho ke mina ukuthi ungaze uzivale izikhala lezi ungalungisanga uhlupho lweholo engike ngakhuluma ngalo lapha nangikhuluma ngesilungu.
Hmm.
Uyakubuya zivuleke futhi izikhala ubuye ubuyele futhi uyeqala kutsha.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Spanda. Umbuzo wami wokugcina sibili ngoba ucela ukuthi uhambe khonapha masinya uthi khona xa kukuthi sokwenziwe konke lokhu kumbe baxotshiwe kumbe bakuxotshwanga wena ubona ngizani vele kade kungabangcono ukuthi balubambe njani udaba lolu.
Obekungcono yikuthi bale belokhu bekhuluma. Ukuhambisana emthethwandaba amboni kunganika impumela ezanceda umuntu ngoba sikhuluma ngezisebenzi esithi zilama-specialist skills. Ungaze uzixotshe akula mnye umuntu oza kuyamdobha kwenye indawo umfake khonapho. Uzakubuya ubuyele kizozo nezosebenzi uze zithi hayi madoda abafuna umsebenzi kabangene ngale ndlela. And bazaphenduka futhi bona labana abantu kwesinye isibanga kodwa udubo into ekhona yikuthi udubo luyabe lungaphelanga akulungise udubo lwehola.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ke ukuthi ubuyile Spanda njengokuthi isicelo sakho sibona ngani imzuzu yakho siphele singaphosela ukugcina khonapho ungafaka lale esikiwa.
Right, elokugcina yikuthi ngithi mina ebesingakufisa thina njengamaZimbabwe yikuthi ngabe uhulumende uyahlala phansi lamadokotela azwisisa ukuthi lanxa basuka umtima negotiation ephakathi kuqakathekile ukuthi yena njengomqhatshi abuyele ababize ukuthi hayi madoda abuyanisuze khuluma kulokuthi kuyiwe emthethwandaba ngoba emthethwandaba kungaze kuphiwe isigwebo kumbe kuthiwe yanini lapha uhlupho kaluyindawo. Ngijayele ukuthi indaba ze-labor you can't resolve them ngesilungu through litigation all the time. Sometimes you get a judgment, but the problem doesn't go away. The problem remains there. This is one such case where litigation will not help anybody because the problem will remain there. They should just go back to the negotiating table and try to find each other.
Mr. Davis and Mr. Spanda, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So that is Mr. Davis and Mr. Spanda. is a labor expert.
Aiwa, kunao vachango vakupinda mchirongwa tiri kukuchingamidzai. Nasi tiri kuramba tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika muzvipatara zvehurumende uko vana chiremba majunior, masenior nemaspecialist vese varamba ivo zvavanga vari kupiwa nehurumende vachiti ivo hazvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka vari kuti mugove wavo ngauwedzerwe saka vari kuenderera mberi vachiramwa mabasa kune rimwe rutivo vachinzi ivo vachange vari kuendeswa kudare mangwana pamusoro kwekuramba kudzokera pamabasa kwavari kuita saka ndozvatiri kukurukura iye zvino asi ndiri kunzwa kuti tine mumwe muteereri ari panhare pari zvino regai tiende kwavari tinzwe halo kola
Halo, makurasi.
Taskwera, tukutawana nani uye zve muri kupi?
Mtu wana atasabu Chibanda, arukota falls kwa rari.
Ehe, kwa kadi kuota falls wa Chibanda?
Haa, kuridani nani.
Ehe, tipewo pfungwa zini?
Haa, ima anisa anibuone kutu niyawe.
Mhm.
Yoto, wafeta msoro, kamariasa yuta anigiraja, haistumbo fanya na kini wana wali.
Mhm.
Tarika watu ita faruti tezuzu, tutu ingesi naki.
Saka parizvi nemi mambo shanya here kuzvipatara kana mune hama yenyu here yakambowanikwa ichirwara panguva iyo ino.
Ah, ndakamboenda nemina ni kuna bazo asi kupata vaviyo na kurwa ende vanokato kuti achidzida kuti sava kumpenyika vakutozva kuti vakutosa bhuzo ina kupata kacho kubatiro
Mhm.
Ndiyo nani avizana
Mhm. Saka dai mai wana mukana wokutaura nehurumende imi maiti
Ndiyo mimi ndakutaura kuti vakadzoka kutaura naka kutaura na hodhuka ya mahisa hodhuka bezviko zvinzika Zvuku rito ni mahiyesi, ni maprizi zetu ukira every day, every day. Iyo, ita ya kia ya wafu kudika zuni, ita ya kira sanatu, mangwano kudika zuni. Ita ya kia ya wafu kudika zuni, wala batuwa kira kia.
Saka hapa parizu, inovarusha nisa reti ipi kwa mune nge muru kwenda unotenga ni zume zakada?
Iyo, hiyo, 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 Kwa zikia kwa wali, 200, kwa $10.
Aiwa.
Ya. Kwa zikia kwa 200, uwe kututike mafuta, kuna mafuta fuwe cha ete, mwuti ya nwe, wanawangasha mbe paka daru. Kwa hiti kwa hukitezu, doti kwa hatu inaki.
Aiwa, tinutenda ni maonero enyu, muwe nezu wa rakanaka.
All right.
I think at this point regating boona isu zvanga zviri kuitika ipo panga pari kuratidzira vana chiremba vachiimba ivo vachiti ivo aiwa employer wavo haasi kupakura zviri fe saka regating bonzwa kuti vanga vari kuti chiva na chiremba hatisataona zvakare vamwe amai vakawanikawo vachienda kuchipatara vachirwara negomarara asi vakasvikonzi ivo hakuna ari kukwanisa kuvarapa regating zwe kuti vana chiremba vanga vari kuti chii nhasi vanga vari kuratidzira.
Zvinoita here kuti iwewe une shopu yako uri kukunda mapraizes zvese zviri shopu yako vachishanda wakuramba uchiwa kuti zvakangofanana for you unorangochimupa 2 cents dzawaingomupa zvinoita here kupakura zviri pe here koko
Get up.
Aiwa apo manzwa imiva na chiremba pavanga vari kuratidzira nasi vachitaura ivo kuti aiwa murungu wavo hurumende inofanira kupakura zvirifere gaitinzwe kubva kune vamwe amai vanga vaenda ivo kunotsvaga rubatsiro kuchipatara vachirwara negomarara asi vakatarisana nedambudziko rekushaya vana chiremba.
Ndakaenda kambo ndinouya kuno kunochinjirwa chimo ndechidzoka saka kubva kwamutaro kwandakaita ndosvika zvikanzi madhokuta asiri pabasa apa inini ndiri kurwadziwa saka chikumbiro changu wose mugwere kange chekuti dano kwa kuri kuti zvinhu zvaigadziriswa zvakanaka kakuti tionewo kurapwa tichidii tichipora amino kuti kana vanhu vachitiona takadai vari kunzwa sei nechimiro chatiinacho ichi like inini nenhumbu yese yamuri kuona kuti ndidye handigoni kudya kuti ndifeme handigoni kufema saka ndofa here ndichinyatsokuona kuti vanhu vaigona kundibatsira ka varipo but kubatsirikana kwacho hakusi kuita nokuda kwezvimwe zvinhu zvekuti vanhu vanogona kutaurira nezvechidii zvechipera ndochichemo cheduwo kuhurumende kuti wedu wei tinzwirewo tsitsi tione kurapwa tiri urwadziwa toda kuti tirapwe tichanzi dzokaikumba mari yacho ndinoda kuionepi yekuti nditsvagira futi kubva kuno ndichisvika ndichotarisana futi nevana vasina kuenda kuchikoro vasiri kuenda kuchikoro apa inini wacho handina kurapwa maronda mangani yekutsvaga yetransibuti yekurwara kwandiri kuita yekudzingwa kwevana yekusarapwa maronda mangani
chii chaizvo chamamuchida kurapwa
ndinorapwa kenza
kenza yepachii
ndakanga yakatangira mumaovhari yenda muchibereko saka ndakaoparetwa saka izvizvi yamuchiropa nemurwatata
aiwa apo tiri kunzwa isu kubva kune vamwe amai vanga vabva ivo kwamutare uko vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti pavakasvika kuHarare vachida kuti vawane rubatsiro vabva vasvika ikoko madhokta achinziwo haasi kushanda uyezve vari kutsanangura ivo kuti vachidzokera kwamutare mari vanga vasina saka zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kutarisana nevamwe varwere pari zvino asi ivo vana chirembawo vari kuti kuti zvinhu zvavo zvivafambire zvakanaka vari kuda kuti hurumende ivapewo muhoro unoenderana nemagariro nemararamiro avari kuita regai tinzwe zvichemo zvavanga vainazvo nhasi vana chiremba vachitaura ivo kuti havasi kukwanisa kana kuenda kumabasa ikoko nekuti mari chaiyo yekuti vakwire makombi kuenda havana regai tinzwe kuti vanga vari kuti chii nhasi
tina the means dzekuita report nadzo kubasa like we don't have the money kuendesa kubasa ndosaka tisiri kuenda kubasa saka kana tisiri kuenda kubasa because of hatina mari kupiwa threat asi izvo zvikwanisiro zvekuti tikwanise kuenda kubasa tinoti nzara itori threat iri bigger than any other threat yatingapuwa so for us we go to work kana tapiwa mari yatiri kuda inotenga
machiremba haana kuramba achida kuti kupikisana nehurumende kana kuti zvatongwa nevakuru venyika kuti kwai tirambai muchititambirisa maus dollars nokuti nyika inoti vamusuri nyimwe vanotichi nyika haina mai maus dollars vana chiremba vakati kuna hurumende chitibhadhara ivo neinterbank inova iyo exchange rate yepava ne2 currencies kapa zimudhola neus dollar neus dollar contract iri muus dollar asi hurumende yakutambirisa mai mazimudhola vana chiremba vari kutaura zvinhu zviri very simple mari yachona iri kupuwa vana chiremba iyi tikaitarisa ikashinyirwa nhasi haisviki kana $100 asi zvinhu zvese zviri kukwira svondo yoga yoga
isusu semachiremba tabvumirana tikati takubuda mune inonzi Youth Apex Council inova ndo yanga iri nzira yanga tiri kushandisa kutaura naemployer wedu asi nzira itaona kuti haisi kunyatsotifadza
tanyora tsamba tichipa kuhealth services board inoaemployer inoemployer machiremba saka zvoreva kuti yabuda ichikumbira kuti employer atsvage dzimwe nzira kana tadhiraivhe dzimwe nzira dzinoonekwa kuti tiiwane kwete tichikwanisa kupa mazvitemo zvedu kuna employer in separate platform isingabatanidze vamwe because tinoona kunge zvitemo zvemachiremba zvichienderana nekamushandiro kanoita machiremba zvakasiyana nezvimwe zvitemo zvevamwe mahealthcare workers
apo tiri kunzwa vana chiremba vachitaura ivo nhuna dzavo vari kutaura zvakawanda vachiti vari kutadza kutoenda ikoko kubasa uyezve vakutoona kuti zviri nani kuti ivo vasange vari mugungano riye rinomirira vese vanoita zveutano asi iyo health services board yataurawo maonero ayo regai tinzwe kuti vati chii
machiremba acho vari kungouya pano nepapo hazvina kutombomira zvakanaka uku mwana wangu haasi kana kumbonyatsokupora nokuti vana chiremba vacho havasi kunyatsokuuya vanongouyawo pano napapo unenge wangu wawo tsitsi kuti rega ndimbodarika neko ndiye unouya
apo muri kunzwa kune vamwe amai vachichema chema nemamiriro akaita zvinhu muchipatara tiregai tinzwe kubva ku Health Services Board.
The negotiating forum that is there is governed by certain legislation. For them to exit and get another negotiating forum, we need to change the legislation. And it's not a day's thing.
Aiwa, apo tiri kunzwawo zviri kutaura iro batu re Health Services Board. Kips.
Ye, lapa ke kutunga ni silo mama ke Ubusi Masina, uko na ngale ke Kublawayo. Mama Masina, unjani?
Niko na Ubusi.
Ye, singati ungapuwa nkona kona poko Kublawayo.
Nina nkale makwe kwe.
Ye, ye, akucho mama kuti wena upigane lani uze uye espele.
Nina bengipathe gibe, pose iziki ezimbili. Nanganga so the nicho ukuthi kuyina deke umhlupha kodwa kukhona emzimbeni lakathesa so ngakumkhuhlana usishayisana ukuthi odokotela sebeke phansi izikhathi kwabanzima ke ukuthi ngiyesedlela lakathesa ndothe ngisalindile ukuthi mhlawumbe ngizizwa ukuthi hathi sekungcono lami konde khona
uzagcina usenzani njengoba ke odokotela bengekho uyagcina utimo siwalo yini ngokubona kwakho
sobo sami kunzima uyakwazi ukuthi imizimba le ikakhulu yebo osiwalo bakhona okhokho bethu babasebenzisa thina kathesi asisabasebenzise kangako so sabe sikhalele ukuthi vele esibhedlela khona lapho engathola khona usizo ngithele lokuthi kuyini sibile okungaphakathi nakwami kodwa ngenxa yensupho olukhona sokusifuqela khona vethu akulayini into esingayenza ngoba imali yokuthi ngiye kuma-private doctor laba abazimele bodwa vele ayikho.
Ye, sizwa njalo kuthiwa ke abanye sebephila ngemthandazo ngaphansi kwezihlahla lapho abantu ababekhulekelwa khona bethelwa konke kunokamanzi into ezinjalo kuhamba njalo ngakhonokho
into ephilayo ungahamba anisengithi lapho engihlala khona mina ungadlula lapho kuthiwa kuse-number 6 ungamangala ngoba zonke izihlahla zigcwele abantu bayabeguqile khonapho abantu bayabelele khonapho bedinga usizo khonokho abakuphiwa imbe baphiwa amanzi imbe baphiwa amatye kunalokhu umuntu abezama impilo ngoba ezibhedlela kula kusahambeki ungaziye khona vele akulasizo ozaluthola ngabodokotela ngabakho
so amaprofethi angikhona la anceda yini kuba abantu sebefela khonapho
hhayi abantu bayaphela sokota abantu bayaphela funa ukutshela amanga iviki eliphelele ngengalahle omunye umzawa esiswele usizo ezibhedlela bekunzima simbekile nje iviki yenale esiyigqibana esigqikizo
kuthanye manje singathi khonapho ke ephela ndaba banenganganani bolabo amaprofit angaphansi kwezihlahla njalo ngapho kwangikhona khonapho khonapho
egcekeni lona lale white city angeke uthandele ukuthi sobo sami kuyabe kumhlophe kuthenthe labantu kumnyama kuthe thu khonapho omunye lomunye phansi kwesihlahla sinye ngasinye kuyabe kugcwele
boke ungatshelani uhulumende ngakho konke lokho okwenzakalayo mama
hayi uhulumende kakabe nguhulumende othanda abantu kakabe nguhulumende olalela abantu umnankagwa wathi yangena esikhundleni wathi yena uza kuba umkhokheli olalelayo kodwa akalaleli njalo kanazelo odokotela bafuna imali mina isifiso sami kabaholiswe ngemali yaphandle kwelizwe ngoba le eyalaphele ezimbabwe vele kayifikisi indawo nsuku zonke izinto ziyakhwela imithi kunje iparasethi ngokwaletesi iphilisi leparasethi awungeke ukwanisa ukulithenga noma bangayiqamba ngemali yale yokuthiwa amazimdola siyawathatha ngaphi vele singoluva vele abantu abaningi asisebenzi uhulumende kakabe nguhulumende olalelayo olozelo njalo
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Masina phosela ukugcina mama khona
bengifuna ukuthi ngithi khona lokho emphose engiqeda kukutsho uhulumende lalela abantu uhulumende zwela abantu ngoba ukungasebenzi kukadokotela miningi imphefumulo elahlekayo miningi imphefumulo echithayo zuzu munye ngamunye ungafika esibhedlela ngeke uthande lutho ungahamba phakathi komuzwa ngeke uthande lutho ngoba awusozeca izinto ezingu-10 kungalali embele bomvu kungenxa yokuthi abantu baswele usizo
hayi Masina silethemba lokuthi uzasila mama sibongele kakhulu. So that is Bosi Basina. She lives in Old Makwekwe in Bulawayo. She's saying that she was supposed to get some help from doctors in hospitals, but she was turned away. And she says that she's still sick and she can't even buy paracetamol. And to make matters worse, you know, she says she may end up getting to a nanga or something like that. And she says there are so many prophets near a place where there are so many people gathered. And they're trying to get help because they're not getting any help from hospitals. And she says most of those people are dying under trees.
I think you're right. Because we had a few people coming in last week. We did the same topic with Ntunga. And people are saying they are now turning to the traditional healers and prophets because they cannot afford to go to the private doctors because they're asking for astronomical fees. But I think I have a caller. Hello, caller. Hello?
Hey, hello.
Hey, tukutaura nani uye zwe murikupi?
Murikutaura na abdenanya shandri kukoko istekete.
Makadi yiko ikoko?
Haa, kune kutuliko fara isinga isi. Tukungu na iti madeta zeba. Hariku strike. Kaya isa kuo sisa kanaka bati mchana iti isi swa mtiki wa shukua. Japa kisiru nila kati. Mwela kumuno wani. Isi isi kangatuli wa hini yini. Singora apa buat sini, kata mami ni kat Singapore so, nak cakap sih nanti, mak doktor akan degan je tu, mak cerita dia amat baby, amat jadi berita sekarang ni, sih nanti, nanti susah kata sih, nanti sih, nanti bawa cerita naik, sini kata sih, kata mami singgah dulu bawa cerita naik, nanti ada pati nanti kata.
Saka muruku timi van woba cerita naik kuita sih anjaz.
Wanu mati lezi, misi orang gay. Government in Haiti, Mishonga, was using Mishonga, Pana, Madeta, Arbustrike. So, a government gets Mishonga, she let us say, so that Tricano, the Rabbis, the Kanakaton, or the Kitus of the Yaman or Kambur.
Panivamwe, Varkuti Ivo, Urumende, Daya Kwanisa Kuita, Sanga Kwanisa, Imi, they may one Amkan also run a Urumende, my tree.
Ah, in the end of Amkaran, I know that he. Ngavaisi something, chino batika ma treatment, ma spirit, buwasa sa kuna ukukua, tino kutekete, ma spirit ya parasita, resi kuwa nika. Ma pain is a risu dress, kala saka government, ikataka orba siro, ikatia omisho, ngasaka sayo, soki batira wa sara nyesi, ndabu.
Kwa mwuri koko, jipatara sa, kwa kamirasi?
Kusipatara, ma nesa, ripa strike, chino waka inda, panaka treatment, arungo, porungo, suika, odo, waka pati na treatment ya piwa. Kalau macam tu je, kita ramu gugur. Kalau kita left sini, kita left sini. Kalau kita trip ni, kita harus pergi ke tempat yang panggung tua. Kita harus pergi ke tempat.
Muriku opi, mimi uye je, si patra ciri pedon ni minde ciri.
Si patra ciri pedon itu jomba klinik.
Saka apa mac doktor? Ano uye angguwa ni angguwa iri kan orang sakan mira sakan asun sakan naka. Sesu muriku maru.
Kana zinjaka na kama doctors, ano wanikaongoa jeshi, asimu tifadhi pata na wakaongoa jeshi. Asiko zinjaka kwa 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 kujiri manje, atembo kwa ni kema nchi siro kwa ni kano na sasa wangu garasa wangu tayari pana na timu chunge, ripeta kwa njia sio tuzwa jana jeshi sio.
Aiwa, mwenye suvara kana katunuktenda hicho hizo anjaz.
Zara na zai.
Our caller there is actually calling us from the rural areas and he's saying the situation there is so bad that his own grandmother passed away because she didn't get any help. He says there's no medication. So his wish is that the government negotiates at least to just have medication like pain stops or pain ease in the hospitals.
Yes, we've got two callers right now. Skala, Mutatu Baba Piri. Baba Piri, unaucho njani? Baba Piri, unjani? Hello, Mr. Piri, we have a coin. Yeah, Piri, we have
his. Yeah,
what is that? What believe Kaude, Webanda, there's an appeal from Jalo, why was Senator Echolocho? Baba Kaude, what's your name?
It's
your name, it's your name. It's your name. Okay, Baba Kaude, Ukayan Zalaman to see about the Owen Zalas Pedilla, local fellow of Funyelo. About the one name, Sevencia, Laguma Prophet, interest in Jalo. Uhulumende ngasikhuluma khona manje uthi uyahambisa odokotela emthethwandaba kulepha court kambe konke khonokho kuya ngaphi baba Kaule?
Ye kuyakhombisa ukuthi akumelanga sekubalekele ukuthi kulo hlupho olukhona oluthile
kodwa ke okuthakathekile ukuthi sikhangele lemangela yalo usupho lolo esibhekane nalo ekuqaqaqala ukuthi amadokotela lawo njengabantu abalomsebenzi ophakathekileyo okukhanye ukuthi babone ukuthi balondoloze bayaphuzisa abantu ukuthi badlule emhlabeni ngokwelapha lokwenza njalo kuqakathe umsebenzi wakuqakathekile kakhulu kodwa engikuzwisisayo ukuthi njengamaZimbabweni amele lawo abantu laba bebele kukhangele ukuthi hawu bakithi usakhulumende esalungise sakhuluma ngokuthi kulungise izinto lezi ezihluphayo ezibahlupha enjengeholo akula muntu ongakuboniyo izinto zikhwelile kithi izinto zikhwelile okumangalisayo okuthi abantu abasayenelisi ukuphila ngemali le esiyisebenzisayo imali le isilinyaziwe kakhulu amandla ayokuthenga izinto zikhwelile sibili abantu ngezinye indlela abasabambanga lutho kodwa ke amadokotela niyazwisisa kodwa ukutasala ukuthi nabantu besifo ezibhedlela so ukuthi amadokotela ade esitrayikile le qiniso lanxa abantu behamba besiya khona le phambili abazahamba ezulwini bazafinyaza bekuthwele umlando wokuthi hawu abantu bayekele abantu behlupheka kangaka abantu besifo ezibhedlela amadokotela ekhona abantu abafundiswa abanye bakhona amadokotela abe nabafundiswa nguhulumende okukuthi babe nozwelo nje ukuthi bathi kusakhulunyiswana lo hulumende njengoba uhulumende ebambe nzima kangaka kube kodwa umsebenzi kulokhu kuqhubeka kuseveke imiphefumulo yabantu ngokunjalo ngithanda ukuthi ngithi mina uhulumende uyenza imizamo yonke yokubona ukuthi amadokotela lokhu abakhala ngakho uyakulungisa lanxa mhlawumbe kungasilela kodwa uhulumende uthathazekile kakhulu ngokuthi ebone ukuthi uyalungisisa udibo lolu masinyane ngokuphangisa kodwa ukudonselana khonoku kubangelwa ngabantu labo abasebenza ngokufuna ukudiliza inhlelo zikahulumende abayibo kithi singathi thina bayasupportetha inhlelo zikahulumende njalo abakhweza imali abakhweza ama-prizes abayenza yonke into labahlokozayo ukuthi amadokotela lawo gaahambe kwi-strike kwenza kale lokhu nalokhu yonke into bafuna ukuthi izinto zibe nzima zinzimele uhulumende okhona yiwumuma odalwa yilabo abantu abasebenza lezi zitha zethu ezingaphandle.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Gawuleso, Mr. Gawuleso saying there are some enemies of the state who actually sabotaging government programs and one of those is the health sector. So slobaba ke ukhumalo ucingweni baba khumalo ungawutshona njani?
Hawu siyatshona utshona njani?
Hayi sitshonile khumalo. So akutshela abantu ukuthi ungaphi khona lapho njalo lokuthi kambe wena uko hamba yini esibhedlela kumbe isihlobo kumbe umngani?
Ah mina ngiyabonga ngilapha kobulawayo lapha. Hayi esibhedlela ukuhambile abangani lesihlobo basiyabona abagulayo plus besiya khangela ukuthi konkona bona laba gula bathola usizo yini abanye abahambileyo sibili abaningi baphendukile kade behamba ngama-ambulance abatholanga sizo ngoba kade bephendukiswa after sebethiwe ngama-ambulance ezandle zamanesi.
So singathi wena ngokuzwa kwakho uzwa kuthiwa vele kuhamba njani esibhedlela la?
Hayi esibhedlela sibiluncedo kalusekho khathesi isizathu ngiyamuzwa uba kugawule uyakhuluma bathi izinto azikhulumayo kayisizo ngoba abantu bona laba ababalayo kayisibo abakhweza ifuel. Ifuel ikhwezwa nguhulumende. Uhulumende nguye ophuma nemaprize efuel amatsha. Iprize efuel entsha leyana yiyo esuka ibisikhweza izinto. Udokotela losesithi hayi njengoba ifuel ihambelana lerethi ye-user kahle lami ngithole imali yami ihoro lami lihambelana lerethi ye-user. Okuyisikhalazo sabantu bonke nothi amadokotela kuphela. So sonke sihluphekile sibili asingeza ke sisola abanye abantu but sasola abantu abakhweza ifiweli yibo abayenza umumo ukwenzima lawa amanensi lawo akhona emsebenzini kodwa akasebenzi ngoba engaholi lutho.
Pho kumele kwenziweni lapha-ke Khumalo?
Lapha iqiniso yokuthi uhulumende sokumzimela osokumele kwenzakale ukuthi kumele ukuthi wonke umuntu eZimbabwe kubanjani ndawonye khonokho abangakufuni ukuthi kubanjani kuze kulungisise udaba lokuhlola uhlupho abantu kangaka yilo lunzima kumele babivume ukuthi sokwehlule babithele iwusa leli lalikhona ngoba imali yethu kayiselavali labo bayavuma ngoba ifuyeli naso kayisathengeki sibili akulungisi ilizwe abantu kubuswa abantu behlangene ndawonye kubisele iwusa leli lakhithwayo.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Khumalo ungathina kusasa ba
ayishuwa sibila ugawule kakhulu iminto ezikhona thina sikwazi ukuthi kathi uthenga ngaphi akasilayele lathi siyethenga lapho kuthiphe khona alayele namadokotela lamanesi lamatitsha lathi sonke esisebenzayo siyethenga lapho kuthiphe khona shuwa.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu baba. Yeah, Kumalo, Baba. So Mr. Kumalo is saying that the government should actually admit that it has failed. So he says they should bring back the US dollar. He says there's no alternative except that. So he says Mr. Kaole should tell people where he buys his stuff, you know, because what he's saying is all, you know, out of context.
I think we have another caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Makadi enyu. I watched what the troop tower and I knew yes, we were good.
In the Dennis Samarkand and Kurushinga.
Hey, I want to start Sikwane province. Kwagadi Kurushinga.
Good morning, sir. I'm not a doctor.
Hey, Tisanangurewo could see Kwakamira fake with Patara, Iko Kurushinga.
Yes, the troop and the Duma Spatara, the Eta Sikaranda and so forth.
Ikoko kuzvipatara zvemamissionary kwakamira sei?
Hei, kuri kutozara kuzara zvekuzara zvi. Asi ini ndani mubvunzo wangu angori hangu kubvunza madoctors. Kuti semuzvipatara zvekumaruwa kunoku madoctors vane dzimba dzavakugara pazvipatara havakuenda kuenda basa. Uye zviri zvemari zvakaomera munhu wese pamwe chete nemadoctors nespace space zvakatiomera asi iwo vari kugara kudzimba dzegavenmend dziri pamaoko pazvipatara vari kutadza nei kuenda kubasa.
I think ipapo pane mumwe ambobvunza izvozvo taona vana chiremba vachipindura ivo kuti vari kuedza kuti vagadzirise zvinhu izvi kuti zvinakire vana chiremba vese asi tombodzokera kwamuri kutaura kuti kwamuri kumaruva ikoko vari ikoko vari kuita sei vana chiremba vari kungogara kudzimba dzavo here kana kuti vari kuita sei
kana vasiri kuuya kubasa havasi kuuya kubasa hatingazivi kuti vari mudzimba dzavo here kana kuti vari kupi asi kubasa havasi kuuya.
Aiwa zvinhu zvatinokwanisa kuzobvunza ivo vana chiremba kana tichinge takwanisa kuwana mukana wekuva interviewa kuti ko vari kumaruva vasinawo maexpense akati wandei sei vasiri kuenda kumabasa sekubvunza kwamaita asi dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nehurumende maiti chii?
Hongu tinoti kuti hurumende ngaitaurira nemadoctors asiwo madoctorswo tinovaivo futi tinoti ngavataurirano nehurumende asi semunhu wadoctor ka Hippocratic oath so haiwirirani nezvavari kuita.
Aiwa mashoko makukutu hanzvadzi muve nezuva rakanaka. I think we have another caller again to that story. Hello, caller.
Yes, slow. Yeah, Mr. Pamunjan.
I is kona kubedi njani na kustudio present.
Sipili mfo wetu kunga apiko nampo.
Mina ngise plawayo epenevista.
Ungapi?
Ngise plawayo epenevista.
O epenevista ngale tuza le maling day,
eh? Ya tuza ni labo waterfort.
Ye, aguchu kuti ngapo kuhamba njani, especially ya hamba yini, ubla UPH kumbe, uhamba njani especially kuna ngapo?
Hai, especially ngapa, akuhambi kuhle sivili, njalo amadokotela kawatholakali, astrikile, umuma wezinto vele mubi kakhulu, kodwa ke ngendlela okwenzakala ngakhona mina ngisola i-government lalokho abakukhulumayo ukuthi khona kuthiwa bayabophisa amadokotela bebahambise ekoti mina lokho ngibona vele kuyi-fashion sheet vele abakukhulumayo
singathuki kangako singafaki inhlamba
sithi khona bona bayabophisa amadokotela amadokotela kayisikho ukuthi kawafuni imisebenzi bathi bafuna imali ekwanileyo ekhambelana lo dubo olukhona elizweni izinto ziyakhwela izinto ziphezulu amarate akhona vele akuthengeka ama-prizes ankhona so udokotela ongasebenza e-operate umuntu esenzani eselapha izinto zokusebenzisa ezibhedlela kakula imithi kakula so udokotela ongasebenzela isenti muphi umnanga kwa nga eseyehlulekile kaphume vele esihlalweni awuthi vele angathonela lokhe bambabambe yeke izinto izinto zomile kakhulu sibini zonte kakhulu ngento le abayikhulumayo ukuthi kona kuthiwa bayabophisa amadokotela la yena lo kugawula kade khuluma khonapho ukhuluma ibullshit
hayi singathethisi msipha hayi siyakwazi ukuthi uzondile kodwa singathethisi abantu sifuna sixoxe lapha sizokuthi udaba lolu singalwenza njani so ke faka imbono yakho ungakhiphi kodwa inhlamba ngiyakwazi ukuthi uzondi khona
ya mina umbono wami engilawo ukuthi kabakhulumisane lamadokotela kuhle kuwebelwane labo bavume lapha bavuma khona bangafoswa bangethuselwa futhi ngokuthiwa khona bazabotshwa njalo ugovernment kakhulumisane lo Thamisa bahlale phansi babonisane bavumelane lapha bavumelana khona balungise ilizwe ngobuhlupho lolu solubhahile ngoba khathesi ngikhuluma so vele inflation yakhona isigijimela ku 3000% so vele ngiamboni mina ukuthi khona u 2030 lo abakhuluma ngaye kusuyabe kusese lomuntu ophilayo lapha abakhulumisane lo Thamisa bawelelane bahlale phansi kanti umnanga kuyesabani ukuyahlala lo Thamisa phansi umfana ongaka amnesaba ukuthi bayihlala phansi bawelelane
Yeah, hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu baba ungadinela kusasa baba Msipha siyakwazi sibili hayi kuzonda kukhona inhliziyo yakho ithobeke kancane lilakho phela ukuthi likulungise khonokho ungadinela kusasa baba
Yeah, hayi mina kuyangicaphula sibili basakazi ngoba into eyenzakalayo thina sizele njalo singabantu abasakhulayo asisela kuthi sasayethu ngendaba yabantu abenza ulutho ngabomo
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke ungadinela kusasa baba babhayi
hayi
So that is Mr. Msipha. He's really angry. He's saying that the government is doing everything wrong. You know, he says, you know, the doctors and the government should sit down and talk about some of these issues. Because if they don't talk, then things will go the wrong way. So he says there's only one way, dialogue.
I think, you know, that sentiment is echoed by a lot of people here on our VOH on our Facebook page. But let me take a caller and come back and then read those comments. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Imagadi kola.
Kiri po magadi.
Ai watiri wadi tu tora na niwe zwe muri kupi.
Oh, ndi tu ashindi ndi kuchungu.
Ai wa kwa gadi kuchungu.
Kuchungu sa kuri nansha kuna doctor zindoksi.
Ehe, tpe wo fungwa zenyu muchi nyato ti sana nguro kwa kamera si.
Ya, chungu ti ndi problem ni masiso. Sandagenda kupare na sisi da wengine jinsi tariska rasta matuta kusina kuti kana hivi na matesewe mapoti na skuba sawa ta shirini cha ni kisha kuri cha kujo usoro kuraji sare wengine kwa sisi wa tawira na sawa matuta kwa kujo wa basi kuna basi
Saka parizi no muruku wana rubatsiro kupi anzazi?
Parizi napana Tango ni Tango kaya
Kupa chitumiza
Nanzumbo funga Shuguti lindi mtona Maranzi ndumbo ita Shugu Shugurusi kono mabasa Yendo mkwenda kusauti Kono matengi Masa
Maziso ya magara achirwadza here kana kuti zvinhu zvitsva zvamuka iye zvinezvi.
Ayo magara achirwadza nekuti andina wacho akaexpire.
Okay.
Sekondi wani racho rinzakapwanya.
Ko pa chitungwiza hospital havasi kushanda zvakare here pakamira sei?
Havasi kushanda hatongori.
Aiwa tinoshumira kuti zvikuitirei zvakanaka nekuti vazhinji chokwadi vari kuya pano vachichema-chema vari kutarisana nedambudziko sera muri kutarisana naro kumaprivate vari kuti mari kana muchinge maedza kuti muende kumaprivate
ya kumaprivate ndakambokonfirma mari yacho yaari kusheredzera ndearidora kutangira pa 350 US svika pa 400 zvine chipinda chine kepi yacho yemaspekt yacho yareta
Aiwa tinotenda hanzvadzi manyatsoti batisa zvekuitika ikoko dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nehurumende maiti chii
Yeah, and then good to see the uncle can use an assault.
Aiwa tinokutendai hanzvadzi tinoshuvira kuti mazwenyu aite nani. Mhm, we're hearing there from a young man from Chitungwiza. He says he has an eye problem, but he found no joy when he went to Parrenyatwa hospital. There were no doctors, and so I asked him that, what about Chitungwiza? I said there are no doctors there either. And then he went on to say he did try to inquire from the private clinics or private doctors, but they are charging around $350 per visit for a checkup. So he says he's only he's now thinking that maybe he can jump the border and go to South Africa and get some help.
And if that is if he gets rand.
That's if he gets rand. So
ya kuzima sibili ulines mutonori kuti ngabaphiwe abakufunayo odokotela kuzobuya ke uHamilton kunashe chida says walking out of patients is evil and uncaring usikagumbo uyakubhala lapha la ukuthi abaphiwe imali yabo odokotela bantu sasizahlupheka empilweni kuzobuya ke obusane mbuso ntini la ukuthi ngikona kona apha uPrecious Nyembezi masuku ukuthi siyavuma lati singuZulu waseZimbabwe kodwa ake sizifakene ezicathulweni zabodokotela kubuhlungu ukusebenzela imali ongeke uyenelise izidingo zemuli yakho kuzobuya njalo ke uGudzai Samaita uthi said indeed Zimbabwe doesn't even have anti-venom in stock. If anyone is bitten by a snake in Zimbabwe, then is rest in peace. Then kuzobuya kusikhumbuzo uthi kanti wona ama-ministers ahola malini njengoba kumbe labo bahola i-bond paper yankona leyo singazi ukuthi bahola malini mfowethu sizabuzabuza ubuza nembuzo ntini la uyabuza ukuthi ama-ministers lawo ahola ama-RTGS yini kumbe i-forex babagawule napha abantu bayabuza lapho ukuthi njengoba ke konke kule ngxaki yokele
maybe before we go to Mr. Gawule no there are a lot of questions Mr. Gawule
mana phendule phela sigibele
ngikhuluma into ozwa ucinga sengithuka lapha esekhuluma kuyo ngithanda ukuthi ngithi lapha engimele umqondo wakhe oyeparty yakhe but ngithanda ukuthi kukutsho ngithe mina izinto zilukhuni izinto zikhwelile akula muntu oyenelisa ulutho angikwazi ufuna ukuthi ngikhulume ngigoka amahlwayi ngimiphezu kwesihlahla yini baba bekuthiwa ngumsipha nxa enilalele baba Msipha wena ngithi kuwe izinto zilukhuni njalo yonke into even amadokotela kulukhuni kodwa uhulumende uyakulwisa ukuthi azame ukuthi elungisise kulalapho azahlangana khona lokuvumelana namadokotela ngoba uhulumende uyakukhangela khona okokubophisana lamadokotela azange ngikubale konke lokwala konke lokwa so ngizama ukuthi njalo ngiphendule laba bathi kade ama-ministers wona ahola malini lani lani ayiholo lomuntu lovele liyimfihlo yakhe kuyukuthi ama-ministers ahola imali ethile eyiyo yinsisho yabo ukuthi omunye nomunye ohola imali yakhe yinsisho yabo imele ikhulunywe nguye yena zibe nguye ozichazelayo ukuthi mina hayi mina ngihola imali engapha.
Yes, that was our colleague. So I was like,
We have a lot of comments here on VOA Shona Facebook page, actually targeted at Mr. Gawule. So I might as well read for you so that you can answer Mr. Gawule. But let me start with Sibongani Ndlovu. And they increase fuel after every 2 weeks, but they don't care about the dying people. This is the most cruel government in the world. Hilda Nkomo, Varkutiva Gawule, why are you daydreaming? Please, you're not telling us the truth. Brighton Tuwana, so Mr. Gawule, unoti muruguti mimi government yakaendesa ma doctor kuchikoro kuti vasabhadharwe here. Please Mr. Gawule tiudze we papo. Godfrey Mpandle arikuti to Mr. Gawule who owns Zera and who instructed to hike prices on a daily basis. That's a question. And why is petrol being hiked on a daily basis? Top Fenyedu my Hilda Nkomo arikuti vagawule please have a heart. And then she's saying Zano PF has failed us. That's Hilda Nkomo. Pana Jeffrey is Lua Yarksi Urumende Ngaipe Vanu Mari Irinani Kwete Kwita Shavar Kwita is Gogo Vanata Varipanapa Ana Masanangure Mubayi Wanzi. How do you go to work if you don't have bus money, no food, no zesa? Baba Gawule ndigo govana chance one day ameno ipapa. So Mr. Gawule, people are saying, but why is the government not taking the doctors seriously? Because they didn't just train to then go to work and be paid
even less than other people doing menial jobs. Why is the government not prioritizing paying the doctors, they are asking?
But these people, let me tell you, talk you back. The very same people that you are talking about, especially the president of this country, they are the people who fought to liberate the Zimbabweans, to set all Zimbabweans free. They fought for this democracy that we are enjoying today. And at the same time, remember, the oppressors, these people, especially the colonizers, what they have a hand in this kind of a thing. There is sabotage all over the show. They are the ones who owns all these other things. It's not the government that is raising prices. It's not the government that is raising prices. And Mnangagwa has been saying this time and again, to say, why are you raising prices? Could you please justify whether some of these products are produced within the country, but within Zimbabwe, but some people claim to say that we need foreign currency to do ABCD. These are the people who are undermining the government, who are supporting all the government programs.
But Mr. Gaule,
exactly who is doing it? Who is increasing the prices?
Mr. Gaule,
in the first place, let them answer that question.
Okay, let's go back to the doctors and just wait on the prices, because some people are saying, why is it that the doctors, especially, I mean, the minister, you know, the late President Mugabe had to go to Singapore. Currently, the deputy president, Mr. Chiwenga, is in China. So how is it that they are not prioritizing local hospitals but are giving priority to a few people to get treated outside? That's the question here.
But I don't think that question can come from a Zimbabwean. I think that question can come from someone who doesn't know Zimbabwe as such. And that's the reality. Mnangagwa inherited a dirty economy. And this is exactly what they are doing. And the government, Mnangagwa's government, is working very, very hard to resuscitate this economy. And some people really are throwing spanners here and there.
So, Baba Gaule, nxa sikhangele sibili okwenzakala eZimbabwe khonokho kwabodokotela lohulumende kudonselwana emakoti kwenziwa konke lokhu, kambe vele kulo hulumende osebenza kanje empilweni, kumbe lo nguhulumende osebreaka ama-records kuphela?
Uhulumende lowu uhulumende ophakathi kobunzima, othi nxa ekhuluma gives ukuthi ama-austerity measures, ubuhlungu bonobana ukuthi kulabor sibili umuntu ongumama esiyabeletha, ukuthi ubuhlungu bona balesikhangelayo umthuli wakutsho khona ukuthi sibophene bantu kuzaba lobunzima, yibo bunzima esikhangelane labo. Kodwa ubunzima bakhona ukuze si-achieve khonaihulumende efuna uku-achieve ikuthi sidinga isapoti yethu sonke. Kodwa kukhona ukuthi kulabantu abagangileyo abatshintsha izimali, abayenza izimali ama-prize ekhwele. Nyamangala abantu labo besithi bona uhulumende beblame uhulumende ngiyokuphathelisayo. Uhulumende ngiyoona izimali zabantu ukuze zabantu ababhatalisa abathatha izimali batshintsha izimali ama-rate bedise abantu ama-rate usuku zonke. Uhulumende ngiyokwenza khonoko, uhulumende ngiyokwenza ama-prize, uhulumende ngiyokwenza, uhulumende kayisiyokwenza, uhulumende ngalesi usebuyethule inhlelo zokuthi alwe kakhulu abone ukuthi angaqeda idiko lololu khona olezigangi lezi ezisupportethe ama-programs e-government ezibulalela imali ukuthi abantu imali ayisathengi lutho ngendlela ukuthi ibulawa yibo bona abasetshenziswa ngabantu bangaphandle abazama ukudiliza uhulumende.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Baba Gaule, ulabantu khonapho-ke marvelous abakhulumayo ngakhonokho. So Mr. Gaule is saying he's still maintaining that there's a real sabotaging the government. So prices and all those kind of things, he says, outsiders. Do you have any people following you?
The people here on the thread are very upset at Mr. Gaule, actually. They are saying, you know, I think, you know, he's really, maybe, I don't know. But some of the stuff, I don't know, maybe you can read because it's written in Ndebele. Gogwanata, what is she saying there?
Uti ya Baba Gaule, uhulumende usebenza katalala kuze kuse. Lapha uyikwa kubhalile khonoko. Uthi uhulumende uyasebenza sibili kuze kuse. So meaning that the government is working tirelessly towards, you know, achieving certain things. Yeah, so ke mbona ngani isikhathi sethu sesifika emapetroleni. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Lepa Expect, Mr. Davis Ndumiso Spanda, and former Chorocho Senator, Believe Gaule. Thank you also to listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And Anna Matsunungurembaiwa is saying ZANU-PF government is not prioritizing the basic health care and killing citizens. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye in Washington.